Well, good morning. I want to thank you all for being here this morning. Governor Branstad is in Chicago today for the American Wind Energy Association Wind Power Conference, so I'm sure it's not going to surprise you all that I'm going to talk about STEM, because it's something that I'm very engaged in. As the co-chair of the Governor's STEM Advisory Council, I'm pleased to report that Iowa is making genuine strides in STEM education, really in helping to create critical thinkers, increase science literacy, and build the next generation of innovators. The Council's goal has always been to expand student interest and achievement and opportunities in STEM for every student, no matter where they live in Iowa, and I can tell you we're well on our way to doing that. Through the 12 high-quality STEM scale-up programs of last year, we were able to impact nearly 40,000 students in over 800 sites across the state of Iowa. And in its second year, I can tell you we have 9 scale-ups this year, and the momentum is growing and the demand is strong. In mid-May, the STEM Council will announce which applications will be funded for the 2013-14 school year, and we've received over 933 applications to fund about 3,881 classrooms, clubs, and after-school programs and other settings. If we're able to fully fund the requests that we received this year, we will be reaching over 107,000 students in Iowa the next school year. The scale-up programs provide high-quality, hands-on learning opportunities, and what I love about it, it is really taking STEM education beyond the textbook while enhancing skills like public speaking, partnerships, and sportsmanship. So, for example, the first World Championships were held in St. Louis on April 26th and 27th, and for the first time, Iowa was able to send 7 teams to the World Championships, including a junior First Lego League from Iowa City, that's 6- to 9-year-olds, a First Lego League team from Davenport, that's 9- to 14-year-olds, First Tech Challenge teams, Team Beta, and a team from Davenport, which is grades 7 through 12, and 3 first robotic competition teams from Cedar Falls, Des Moines, and Linmar to compete with over a dozen countries. So it's not just a national competition, it's an international competition as well. And today, it's really my pleasure to introduce our special guest, and that's Team Beta 3550, a First Tech Challenge team from West Des Moines. Team Beta is a phenomenal team that has truly taken sportsmanship and generosity to a whole new level. And in fact, at the World Championships, they received the highest honor, the Inspire Award. And every time I try to tell what they do, they kind of back me up respectfully and say, hey, let me talk about what we're doing. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to them, and they're going to tell you the phenomenal things that they're doing in this state and really the outreach, not only in the nation, but internationally, and trying to work with new teams to start to get other kids involved in the program.
All right. Hi, I'm Saket Thundurdy, and as mentioned, we are Team Beta, Team 3550 from West Des Moines, Iowa. This is actually our 4th year in the FTC program.
Hi, I'm Chase Schweitzer. FIRST is an international nonprofit that aims to create STEM programs all around the world. And one of their divisions, FIRST Tech Challenge, releases a new challenge every year for students like us to compete in. And essentially what we do is we have to create a robot that can perform certain tasks in certain intervals of time.
I'm Sid Somayajula, and out of 2,500 FTC teams in the program, 135 of them compete in Iowa over the season to advance to the Iowa Championships. From there, we were one of 2 teams to move on to the World Championships, where we competed against 128 teams from around the world. At the World Championships, we met our goal of winning the Inspire Award, which, according to FIRST, is giving to the team that best represents a role model for a STEC Challenge team. The team is a top contender for all other judging categories and inspires other teams and acts with gracious professionalism both on and off the field.
I'm Tam Vienna. Although this is very eye-catching, there are several other aspects to the FIRST program. For example, public speaking like we are doing right now, as well as meetings like this, our team is presented at several businesses, local and international. Another aspect is keeping track of all of our progress this year in the engineering notebook. As you can see, there's an entry for every... There's an entry for each day, and we take turns writing in it, and it helps us learn to transcribe our thoughts and ideas onto paper.
Along with other aspects, Daniel Miller is my name. Along with other aspects of community outreach, we've been honored to have numerous connections with our local and state governments, especially with Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds. And you can see that in a more tangible sense with these proclamations from the West Des Moines City Mayor and Governor Branstad in support of our team as we go to Worlds. And we are very excited to help promote the Scale Up Initiative because it is pushing Iowa into the forefront of STEM education, and people at the World Championships were taking notice, so that's pretty exciting. And the grants given out by the initiative can help teams in their success for the year. It helped us fund our projects and our robots.
Hi, I'm Annie Howard, and this season a lot of the work we've been doing is to reach out to students in our community to get them more interested in STEM. This year alone, our team actually started up 3 new teams in our district, and overall in Iowa, 78 new FTC teams registered to compete, so that's really exciting. And we know what it's like to be that first-year rookie team, so we made a Jumpstart Manual, which is basically, it serves as a guideline for new teams to try to help their first year become more successful. Additionally, we mentored several of these rookie teams, I think 16 throughout the season. And also earlier in the year, we hosted a workshop to promote prototyping in the design process. And we created a prototyping manual so that teams could recreate that workshop to spread the importance of prototyping. And we made it available on our team website. And we actually sent it to the state of Utah so that they could develop prototyping workshops.
I'm Jordan Berkland. This year we also wanted to reach out to some of the international teams that are beginning to grow across the world. So in order to do so, we wanted to lower the barriers to some of the new teams that are hindered by political and sometimes economical barriers. Some of the teams are not able to attend competitions because of these barriers. And in order to fix some of these problems, we piloted a new project with this robot so that teams anywhere in the world can now plug in the controllers to their computer and can control a robot from anywhere.
So FIRST is great at getting STEM education into schools. And because of their work and our dedication, 3 of our 7 team members have actually received internships at both local and national companies, which is really cool. We get to reapply all the stuff that we've learned in school into the actual workforce on a corporate level, and then we get to take those skills and push them back into the FIRST program.
What's your name?
My name is Chase Schweitzer.
So again, we'd like to give a special thanks to Lieutenant Governor for inviting us here today, and we're looking forward to pushing Iowa, or launching Iowa, to the forefront of STEM education. And right now we're going to give a brief demo of our robots, what we have here. So. So as Jordan mentioned, this was a robot for a pilot project, but this is the competition robot that we competed with at the World Championships. So as you want to do the yeah. So we're kind of limited with the space that we have here to show you all, but basically what we have everything mounted on a rotating turntable so that we can get easy maneuverability. Basically, this year's game involved picking up rings off of dispensers across the field and placing them on a tic-tac-toe board. And where, like, the more tic-tac-toes you got, the more points you would get. So we have, as you see, a 3-jointed arm to reach all 3 levels. And an extra pop-up to reach the 3rd level as well.
Tell them the countries that you actually helped compete with internationally. There's 3, right?
Yeah. Well, for this project, the teleconnection pilot project, basically we teamed up with FTC Australia, and basically we made this robot out of PVC, so it was really shipping ready and easy, like really lightweight. And we sent it 9,000 miles away to Australia, plugged in our joysticks from West Des Moines, Iowa, and drove it from 9,000 miles away.
Yeah.
So, and then, so that's basically the idea behind that is, as Jordan mentioned, there are so many reasons why people, some teams, they qualify to compete at championships but can't actually travel there. So this is a really cheap, affordable way for teams to still be able to do that. And so we're not leaving any team behind.
Anything else?
I think we're good.
Okay. That's our future, folks. And let me tell you, it is exciting. And I just want to commend this team for the outreach that they've done to make it, first of all, to encourage new teams. They're juniors. I think most of you are juniors, right? So they want to make sure that the program continues and that more and more children have access to this, not only internationally, but to make it easy. It's kind of how to be an engineer made easy, right, I guess. So we'll open it up to questions now, and I'll step back if you've got any questions for the students.
Are you wearing the Inspire medal?
Yeah.
And is there some significance with 35?
Basically, when teams register, they get a number. So that's all it means.
That's not how many Skittles you eat.
Yeah. But I think you really adhere to the motto, work hard, play hard, right? When I first came across the team, they actually presented at one of our STEM Advisory Council meetings, and actually President Allen and I got to compete with the robots, two of the teams that were there. And so it was really a lot of fun to watch them. And that's where I found out that, you know, the amount of work that goes into this, the documentation, they have to raise money, they have to work together, they have to figure it out, problem solving, but then make their case to their community about, well, they have to raise funds to be successful too. So I think little entrepreneurs in the making. So
how much money do you have to raise to go to the competition?
For our world's budget, I know we had to raise $6,800, something like that. And that's just for the world competition, not including the rest of the season. To give you an idea, this robot, if you wanted to recreate all of that without recycling any parts, it would cost between $2,000 and $3,000, whereas this one would cost like $200.
I can't help but wonder, you're all obviously headed for top flight colleges. What are our chances of keeping you in
the room? Okay, now tell them what I ask you every time I meet with you guys.
Yeah, whenever we meet with her, she always says, stay in Iowa. That's, that's her closing remark to us.
But. Closing remarks every time, right?
Lieutenant Governor and others are talking about how to get more people involved in STEM. So you obviously all get it and all understand it. But how do you think, what should we do as a state to broaden this so that more students want to go into these professional plans?
I think one of the biggest things with getting students involved is just letting them know that these programs are out there. For instance, when we were starting the teams at Valley, all we had to do was say, we want to start new teams, and we started three in a year. So I think as long as the programs are available and you let students know that they're out there, I think students will come.
So is it cool to be a geek now?
I think it's definitely cooler. I think it has changed. I think the whole push with STEM has made being interested in those fields more popular, I guess you would say.
And what's your name and how do you spell it?
My name is Daniel Miller, DanielMiller. Yes, I'm a junior at Valley.
So you guys all go to Valley?
Yes, we are all juniors at Valley.
And will you actually stay in Iowa?
That's pretty far ahead, but I probably will.
And I'd like to hear one of the young women talk about getting more girls.
Well, I think it all depends on interest. When I was younger, I was really interested in engineering, but as I got older, I didn't really see any opportunities for that for young women, so I just didn't really pursue anything. And then last year, I heard that there's this team, and I just kind of thought, why not? And so here I am today. And I think one of the things is you can't really, like, try to get girls into it. I think you should play hard to get because, and for lack
expose
of a...
Expose them to it, right?
For lack of a better term, because if you try to, like, feminize it, I think that kind of makes us want to pursue it less because I think we have something to prove as women, and we have throughout history, and I think that... so long as we see something that women haven't really tackled yet, we're going to go after it and chase it because we're always pushing for equality. Annie Howard, AnnieHoward.
Do your friends come to you? I mean, everybody's into tech nowadays. You're gentle. Do your friends use you as a resource to say, hey, help me out with this? Or does that help increase the cool factor for me?
Well, I don't know if that's really happened for me, but you guys, anything else?
I guess so. I mean, really, we're taking so many skills away from the program that we can apply it to so many areas. So, like, no matter what we're doing in school, I'm always using the skills from FTC. So just simple things like public speaking, which is on display right now, and other aspects of writing that you wouldn't expect to find in a robotics program. So in a way, the school and our peers will see the effects of FTC in a way that they wouldn't necessarily expect, which would be...
And time management. I mean, you guys exactly. put in a tremendous amount of hours, right?
Can you talk about how some of the skills you learned here have helped you in other areas of your school or social life?
Well, I know for three of us, we received internships, which was crazy because you're taking something that's just an experience and turning it into an actual corporate-level position. Sid and I, where's Sid?
Right.
Oh, Sid's right there. Sid and I work at a local web design company, and we actually, we had no idea how to do it, but just because we had tackled so many problems in the first tech challenge, we knew we could pull it off. So we actually learned how to create websites while we were interning there, and now we're actually working there, coding websites, splicing websites from design. Yes.
I think for myself personally, I would like to make one either that can fly or can jump.
Wow.
That's me.
Wow.
Gotta get airbound.
See, I wanted to talk really quick too about the opportunities. They talked about the internships, but I think that's really a component of STEM that we really, I mean, it wasn't the main focus, but what's really happening across the state, and that's bringing business and industry and educators together and really working together. They need each other, and that has been a win-win of this initiative, and it really is through internships and mentor opportunities and externships for teachers. So it really is building that connection, I think, through education and business and industry, and I think that's a really positive thing for the state of Iowa.
Last thing, are you guys jealous of kids out in California or Silicon Valley, or is everything happening right here in California?
Believe it or not, Iowa is at the forefront of STEM education, especially in the First Tech Challenge. We, like Daniel mentioned before, we have the highest number of FTC teams, highest concentration of FTC teams per affiliate partner in Iowa. Our numbers doubled last year. Yep. The number of teams doubled last year, and we're becoming more and more impactful at the World Championship.
So you think kids in California may be jealous of you?
They're jealous of Iowa.
Well, I think first and foremost, the mission of any FTC team is to promote the word of FIRST and to promote STEM education while promoting person-to-person relations and that sort of thing. And our mission is to create a sustainable FTC program in our school district so that after we leave and graduate and whatnot, we don't have to see the FTC program die out in our school district just because we've left.
Sign of a good leader.